Welcome back, listeners. Now sitting with me is Lita Little. As you may know, her family played a huge role in the 1920s and 30s with civil rights. Now, how about we get Ms. Lita to speak a little bit about that?
Yes, no problem. Hey, everyone. Well, actually, my great-grandfather was Earl. Earl Little was a Baptist minister, and he was an avid supporter of Marcus Garvey. I remember when my grandma used to tell me the story about how Mama Louise was pregnant with Malcolm, and she told me that a party of hooded Ku Klux Klan riders galloped to their home, brandishing their shotguns and rifles, and they shouted to Earl. They shouted for Earl to come out, which was really crazy because you know how back in the day when the Ku Klux Klan and the Black Legion Party was so heavy, and it's just they did so much hate crimes against the Black people, and it was just so much violence going on. And that's how my family became such big people in during this time, because they felt as though that we needed help, that they felt as though they needed to be protectors of the Black community.
That is really tragic. So how else did the white supremacist groups like Black Legion and Ku Klux Klan affect your family?
The first person I thought of was Mama Louise. She had to deal with her husband dying. Do you know what happened to Earl? His body was found lying across the town's trolley tracks. And you know the crazy thing about it is that the police just ruled it as an accident. But we knew, my whole family knew that the Black Legions were responsible for it. And then later on, her Michigan home was just burned down to the ground, killing her son, Malcolm. You know what that can do to a person? Your loved ones just being ripped out of your life and just not there anymore. A lot of people don't notice, but Mama Louise was actually sent to a mental institution because of her emotional problems with the whole situation.
Now, I know you weren't born yet, but you know so much of your family's history and what their legacy led and how it changed the world. But what are your thoughts about the Black Legion and the Black Panther Party coming together and actually making a peace treaty?
My mom still has that article saved. But you know what I love about that? Two completely different groups that hated each other can put their different views aside and come together and actually try to create peace for the world so they can change it and make a difference. Because you know, for years, the two violent race groups had so much hate built up between each other, and you know how their rivalry went for years. But they put it aside to create this treaty. And look how much it changed society and how we view each other. We don't care about the skin color. We don't care about where you're from or who's your parents. We just want to know who you are and what's your character, how you define yourself. And that's what I love about today's society.
Now, I actually remember a lot of people were disagreeing with this. A lot of people were like, oh, this can't happen. Oh, this is not true. I don't believe it. But when that press conference happened, a lot of people changed their minds and they were agreeing to the change that was happening.
How can people not agree with positive change? But I actually remember that day because my mom went and I stayed home with my brother and we watched it on TV. I was young at the time, but I remember the silence that was in that room. Oh my gosh. It was, you could hear a pin drop. But that's how you know you have people's attention. And that's how you know that people are actually interested in what you're saying.
Now, fast forwarding to present time in 2012, how do you think your family's legacy and their role played into the change that's happening now?
If it wasn't for my family, there would still be hate crimes going on, violent acts being committed, and just straight chaos between the Black and white people. And there would be no justice or peace ever. So because of them, we can now sit at a big table and enjoy each other's presence and not degrade someone because of their color. Also now, interracial dating is becoming a big trend among the young people. And now that is accepted.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's the inside scoop, Lita Little, and how she tells the story of her family and how they affected today's society.
I love you so, but why?